mean, how did you get into this field?
Well, sort of by accident. I graduated at Cambridge in 1973 and went off to work for a company called GEC, which was not GE, that's different to GE, it's the British version, but they were the biggest UK electronics company. And I got to work in high-speed digital communications, which was okay, but I worked there for about a year, and I thought I did okay, and I produced this long report on the project I've been working on, and my boss sort of looked at it and said, that's very good, and he put it on his shelf. And I think that was the last time he looked at it, and I thought, I don't feel particularly motivated by this.
No kidding.
So I went back to Cambridge and did a PhD, and Frank Forsyth was just starting to look at speech processing. He's really a control engineer, and he had some what looked like interesting projects. In fact, I chose a project on speech synthesis, and that's how I started. I remember the very first day I arrived back at Cambridge to do my PhD, and Frank said to me, Stephen, we've got a little job for you before you start. In fact, we have an appointment at Addenbrooke's in about 50 minutes. Could you manage that? Okay, so I climbed into his car and we whisked off to Addenbrooke's, not having a clue what was going to happen.
From Cambridge?
It's the hospital. It's the local hospital.
Okay, I see.
Yeah. I get taken into this, basically an x-ray department, where they start to inject barium paste in all my vocal orifices. And start asking me to start saying these things, because actually he was working on vocal tract estimation.
Wow.
And so he wanted x-rays of people speaking various sounds, and these were, in those days they were hard to come by, and the dosage levels were such that you could only do it once with the technology at the time. So about an hour, probably exaggerating a little, 2 hours after starting my PhD, I was sitting in the hospital with my mouth and nose full of barium paste, valiantly trying to say these sounds that I'd never heard. I didn't even know, the idea of a phonetic alphabet was, IPA and so on, was completely alien to me.
Wow.
And I thought, wow, this is real science, suffering for your, And that's probably the first and last time I did any serious experimental speech sign. Well, but that was my start.
Well, that was really baptism by fire.
Yeah, that's right.
So he had already scheduled you without checking this out.
Well, he scheduled somebody. He had some slots, and the but he didn't. I think I was top of his list for
guinea pig for the day.
Guinea pig for the day.
Well, so how did things proceed from there?
Well, I kind of he had two or three students working on that, which it was using LPC to in basically inverse filtering, and then but the innovation.